This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We did get to the Stephen Kwan note earlier that he's dealing. He's day-to-day with a right wrist injury that he's been dealing with. To talk about that, talking about the second half of the Guardians season, Cleveland.com Guardians beat reporter Joe Noga joins us now on the fan hotline. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys brought me in bumping Biggie. I can't complain at all. This has been it's been a great break, and you guys are kicking off the second half the right way.
I mean, I got to tell you, Jake has been... There's no disrespect to our normal board up, but Jake has been putting it down on the music today, and he's given off. We call this an F off Friday, Joe, and the vibes are right.
Yeah, it's certainly the vibes are high here around the ballpark. Hosey was in great spirits in the clubhouse earlier. It's a good sign when he's active and loud and feeling good. It looks like everybody's feeling it right now at the ballpark.
Well, now I feel bad about this being the first question that I'm going to ask you, but how concerned should we be about Stephen Kwan's wrist injury?
Right now, day to day, he did receive an injection in the wrist, according to Stephen Vogt, on Wednesday after an examination. So we'll take it as that goes. It's usually about 3 to 4 days to recover from something like this. So, you know, probably might not see him for this Oakland, or I'm sorry, the Athletics series. But it's as far as level of concern, he's been dealing with it throughout the first half of the season, pretty much. And, you know, he's been productive. I don't know how concerning it is to project out the rest of the year, but, he's definitely going to miss a few days here.
Do you think there was the option of saying, like, hey, do what Jose did, just don't play in the All-Star weekend, don't do any of the festivities and get the treatment then? Or was it the type of thing that Kwan just cares about playing in that important game?
When Stephen Vogt talked to us pregame here, he said that they encouraged him to go and participate in the game. So, coming from the organization side of things, they know how much it means to a guy, his second time being there at the game. And really, when we talked to Stephen Kwan ahead of time, he said this time going back, he was looking forward to it to sort of experience more of it and take it all in, as opposed to, being the wide-eyed, first-year guy that he was last year.
Joe, I know we got the deadline in a couple weeks. We don't want to make this all about it because we got the second half to get under this. And this is, we got the A's and the Orioles. There's an opportunity here we can talk about. But, Stephen has been one of the guys linked to the trade market, mostly from out-of-town reports. But I'm just curious, like, we've weighed in a lot about the idea of should they extend Stephen Kwan. Do you know if there are ongoing conversations with Stephen about sticking in Cleveland long-term with a long-term deal?
Yeah, spring training is usually the time when they take care of approaching these players and getting the preliminary talks and those sorts of things going. But one of the things that you have to understand is that it takes two sides to sort of want to meet at the table about this. And if Stephen Kwan has no interest in extending anything here, and I don't know that that's the case, then, you know, he might be waiting and counting the minutes until he can, hit the road and be out of town. Maybe he does want to play in San Francisco. Maybe he does, want to be on the West Coast, and he sees himself in that, mold. But it takes both sides to sort of want to talk contract, and we don't know for sure that Stephen Kwan has wanted to come to the table about this.
Joe, Buster Olney reported earlier today that the Guardians were ready to listen to offers for all but four players. Kwan was one of them. J-Ram was another. Class A, and then Cade Smith rounded out the four. Does that approach seem right to you if that is, in fact, what they end up doing?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, especially with Class A's contract being a valuable bargaining chip. If not at this trade deadline, then certainly at next year's trade deadline. Just because of those two option years on the end of it, where a lot of contending teams won't even think twice about picking up $10 million options, where that's something that, this franchise has to consider strongly. So those are the guys that have sort of that value. I'm a little surprised that a guy like Kyle Manzardo isn't included in that list, just because of what he could potentially, develop into. But, everybody else, yeah, I would say if you want to pick up the tab on a Tanner Bibee, sure, he's on the table. I that could be a play that, a contending team might make.
Joe Noga on the fan hotline, cleveland.com, Guardians reporter, as A's in town. Don't call them the Oakland A's. Don't call them the Vegas A's either. But the A's are in town for the next three games. Orioles after that, a good 7-game homestand here to start the second half. We did get word here that Gabe Arias has been assigned to AAA Columbus to begin a rehab assignment. What does ETA look like for Gabe to come back, and does he automatically walk right back into the starting shortstop role?
Yeah, I don't know. Brian Rocchio really did have himself a really good road trip to Houston and Chicago right before the break. He was probably the one guy who didn't want to see the All-Star break come, just because he was sort of finding his groove, and he can sort of try and fend off Gabriel Arias for as long as he can. But I think once Gabriel Arias is feeling healthy and back to being able to get out on the field, and they feel he's ready, I think he's back up here, and you might look at somebody like a Will Wilson who could be optioned and open up a roster spot that way.
I want to go back to something you'd mentioned there. You put Tanner Bibee's name in this conversation. I'm going to be honest. We had not talked much about Tanner Bibee potentially at the deadline. Is there anything more you can expand onto that? Like just that thought process that what does that even look like with Bibee?
Well, I mean, he just signed a contract extension. It's a, big, he's got a lot of money coming due to him. And if they're not 100% sold on him, they could honestly, it would be a high, ask for him, mm-hmm. but, a team that's in desperate need of a starting pitcher, I'm sure if the entire roster, but four players is on the table, his name's got to come up in some conversations.
Joe, moving to the deadline, staying with the deadline here, as easy of a second half of the season start as you could get, it's at home. The A's are young, some talent, but beatable. The O's are having an absolute down season. They've already dismissed their manager. It's a bit of a lost season. Do you think that the next seven games will determine the Guardians' approach at the deadline?
Yeah, as much as the previous seven did to sort of get them back on track after that 10-game losing streak, I think these next seven are very important. If you can do what you did in Houston and Chicago and come away with a 6-1 or a 5-2 in that stretch, I think you've set yourself up to sort of to fend off the idea of being a seller at the deadline. And maybe a guy like Carlos Santana sticks around as opposed to being a guy who you're listening to offers for.
Joe, I was a little confused by Ortiz and the idea that they extended it out until August 31st with the paid leave. My thinking on it was pretty simple. If you have the day of, we found out three different states were involved with the betting, or it happened in three different states, New Jersey, New York, and Ohio. And obviously, they knew who was making the bets. If they knew the states, they knew who was making the bets. if the link was to Ortiz, it would have been pretty obvious to already have that information. It wouldn't be much of an investigation, yet nothing has come of this. It just seems a little odd to me, Joe.
Yeah, as far as what the investigation entails and the specifics of it, you know, we've gotten no details from the organization. We talked to Mike Chernoff here on the field during batting practice, and he was asked about it and just how the extension of this investigation sort of plays into their plans for, you know, the remainder of the season. And, you know, he shut that line of questioning down pretty much immediately. Nothing new to offer in that regard. So, you know, I don't have any real specifics about where the bets were placed or what they're specifically looking at. I just know that the potential here is not just, you know, career-threatening for Ortiz, but it really messes with the plans for this organization in terms of what the rotation would look like, you know, moving forward.
Joe, looking to the big picture with the Guardians here, I think what's interesting is the lineup has been so bad that it's not only dimming some hope for this year for certain Guardians fans, but it's stretching into next year as well. How far away, or maybe how many bats do you think they are away from being able to be closer to the team they were last year in the ALCS?
Yeah, that's the question is, the guys who are already here at the Major League level, the Daniel Schneemans, Angel Martinez's, how much can they, you know, accelerate their development at the Major League level and make themselves, you know, viable options? As far as players coming up, you're specifically talking about Chase DeLauder. We just got an update about Chase DeLauder having, you know, the wrist injury that kept him out of the last two games before the break there. And he's, you know, getting checked out again. They didn't have any real specifics about it, but any further injury updates on or, you know, issues for Chase DeLauder continue to delay his arrival. And they've already said that he's an option now at the Major League level. They just haven't been able to get over that hump of you know, getting him healthy and getting him ready to play.
Did we all overrate the AL Central?
I don't know. The Tigers have been pretty good. I think the AL East is showing its true colors. The Blue Jays have been really good. Their pitching we knew was going to come around, and, you know, we saw firsthand how good Kevin Gausman was. I think the AL Central, the bottom of the AL Central right now, which kind of includes the Guardians in fourth place, it's been a real adventure in terms of seeing them try to score runs, whereas the Tigers have had, you know, no problem. I think, you know, Tigers are pretty much proving that they're the cream of the crop, and then, you know, they might be the only team out of the Central to make the postseason.
Joe, I thought the All-Star Week by baseball was flawless, and there were a couple things in the All-Star game that they don't do in regular season games. Is there anything that you saw in the, it didn't even have to be just All-Star game, but that you saw from All-Star Week, those couple days, that you'd like to see implemented for the rest of the regular season?
Every regular season game should have a red carpet intro show. You bring your whole family. Everybody gets dressed to the nines, and you get the paparazzi for every night. They need that. Now, ABS needs to get here as soon as possible. We can't have games like the Brian Wu game in New York, you know, where the missed calls lead to you know, such controversy. ABS can't get here soon enough, as far as I'm concerned, and I think a lot of people agree with that, and the commissioner agrees with that, and it's going to happen.
What's funny is you were basically describing a football game, by the way, with the red carpet. That's
yeah. It happens what, 17 times a year? Could you imagine the red carpet show every night for you know, 6 months out of the year? It'd be great.
Would we have to get like Guardians with like red eyes? Like the Browns have the dogs at the end of the dog pound. We have to get Guardians on each side of the clubhouse.
I don't know. The idea of you know, Jose Ramirez being able to strut in, you know, dressed to the nines, I think, you know, every day in Louis Vuitton and all that kind of stuff. I think I you know, feed that to me with a spoon. And as far as the swing off, the way that they ended the game, I thought that was perfect, just for the fact that And CC Sabathia mentioned this in his press conference Zoom call this afternoon for the Hall of Fame. He was talking about some of the stuff with the All-Star game. And he said, the swing-off and knowing that there would be a definitive end of the game allowed the managers to get all of their pitchers in, you know, have a plan to do that. You know, if it was Clayton Kershaw throws the two batters and then he's out and all that kind of stuff. Because he said, I was one of those guys that they held back in the All-Star game, telling them, hey, if we go extras, you're in, but if we don't, you know, you're not going to pitch. I think that happened to Trevor Bauer, too, in an All-Star game. That's a crummy feeling, knowing that you're there and you're ready to go and you're all heated up and you can't pitch. I thought that that was a really good wrinkle and a good twist to the a benefit of having that swing off at the end of the game.
Joe Noga, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline. Joe, baseball is back. It was a long couple days. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I have to be careful with this. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, back on Afternoon Drive. I do have to be careful with this.
Yeah.
Because yesterday we gave you the latest update on astronomer CEO Andy Byron and the HR chief, Kristen Cabot, who had been seen canoodling at the Coldplay concert.
It's always at a Coldplay concert.
And if you're like a Gen Xer or older millennial, you know where you want to go to. I don't know, potentially cheat on your spouse. I don't know.
Why is Coldplay doing a Kiss Cam concert is the question no one's asking.
Because people like to get down to Coldplay.
No, but like, why is that it? Is it like, why do they have baked into their show? It's like, let's do Kiss Cam. Like, the reason why the NBA has Kiss Cam, Nick, is because it fills up 2 minutes when nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Kiss Cam is not supposed to be the feature.
Have you been to a Coldplay concert? I'm not gonna act like there's a lot to go on.
That's kind of the problem.
You can only show Chris Martin so many times on stage, like doing his one jump move.
Well, and he's like, he's doing the play-by-play of it too. So like some point they thought, someone in a creative room thought, we're gonna sell out all these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of playing the actual music, what people want to see, we're gonna stop. And we're going to do Kiss Cam for 2 minutes and just call it out.
I mean, rebuttal. People in the audience do want to be part of the show, and you do get extra points for the audience by showing them, even if it's not them
I've never been to a concert where mid-concert, they're like, now's time for the Kiss Cam.
Oh, then you haven't been to enough concerts recently?
Are they shooting out like jumbo-sized hot dogs Is there a t-shirt cannon everywhere that I'm not aware of?
Okay, it wasn't a Kiss Cam, but it was a cam. When I went to see Aerosmith in Kiss at 2000,
four?
Which is the time to have a kiss cam, by the way.
It's not a kiss cam.
At a kiss concert? No. The only time a kiss cam's acceptable.
No.
The camera, you put it, you say kiss on it and go.
I mean, it's not a kiss cam, but it was a cam who, if something happened in the crowd, magically came on and then everybody got to see it in the arena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Hey, those things are out, cam. And
those should be encouraged.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. I believe in your ability to believe that.
That's right.
But I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum.
That's where I become the fun burger. Okay, all right.
However, I don't know that this is true or not, because one of the things that came out yesterday was the apology letter from CEO Andy Byron, which we read on air. And in fairness, my vetting of it was Ken Carmen had retweeted it.
I saw he put it on his Facebook or something. Yeah.
Ken's going to vet this. I can trust this. And so, of course, I got bit by it.
Oh, that wasn't real.
No, it was not real.
So Ken's spreading fake news is what you're telling me.
I believe
me.
He spread fake news.
And then you,
today
you
he spread something
it.
Else.
Easy now.
And thoughts and prayers to you boys. But also, hope you're feeling well. Put a little ice down there. You'll be fine. This story really has jumped the shark in a way that, like, I don't know stories. It's like the quickest I've seen stories jump the shark in today's era of social media, which is by the end of 24 hours, I'm already tired of it. Because everyone's got the three template jokes you make. Everyone's got the three, you know, like... The only thing interesting of this...
Well, Kiss Cam was original.
In the last 12 hours, the only original thing was the things that are made up.
Mm.
Right? Like, that's a quicker news cycle for, like, stories like this, like a viral news cycle, than anything else.
Yeah, I just... And that's the hard part, too. If someone has a really funny or clever joke on it, I'm like, all right, wait, where on the internet did somebody else do that?
Yeah.
And you just, it's just no part of it's believable. It's amazing how quick it happened. Like, I was kind of checked out over the past couple of days doing stuff with the funeral. And so I was like not aware, but not really aware of what was happening. And then yesterday we're driving back from Buffalo and I see the story for the first time and I'm like, oh man, they have to be talking about this. And then by the time we got to it today, I'm like, I'm over it. I'm done with it.
I feel like I was the first on the moon on this one. Before we move to the Bybee thing that Joe Noga said, can we just all agree if they had just played it cool? Wouldn't have gone viral.
Well,
they'd still
it.
All be married.
That's exactly it. If they would have just done a quick kiss or something, or even just kind of been like,
just
oh, no,
keep
no,
canoodling.
No, no.
Just yeah. No, don't even acknowledge
don't
it.
Draw
you just
attention.
Continue to canoodle. Neither of you would have lost half your net worth over the last 24 hours.
It does make me feel kind of good that everyone that's worked for that guy just thinks he kind of sucks.
And so it's par for the course?
Yeah. Like you kind of got what was coming to you.
Also, Peter Burns of ESPN, whom I love.
Oh, he's very funny.
Very funny, but his thing...
Very good of radio host, too, by the way. We don't say that like easily, but he's very good.
But he also did the other thing that has already tired me out, which is, while you make your jokes about these two people, realize there were people that were damaged in the path of this. And I was like... Okay.
Did his wife cheat on him on a kiss cam or something? That sounded oddly personal.
I just here's the thing. My whole thing with social media is like my bar is not don't make fun of viral shenanigans that are in some way tragic. Mine is just, can you stop the hate? Like, hey, no, we're bonding over laughing at this. Let's keep that going so we don't have more political arguments or more just divisive crap that happens to take over social media. We're getting along on this. Peter, let us have this one.
Also, if it wasn't going to be the Coldplay concert, it was going to be something else. This couple was going to, they were going to get caught eventually. This guy was definitely getting caught eventually.
Yeah, I mean, if you're dumb enough to get busted on a kiss cam with your HR chief, it's your fault.
Incredibly sloppy. You can't be that. This is why I've told you for years, you can't have two families in 2025. Like, everyone finds out everything these days.
Okay. Not if you're him.
It's impossible to even cheat at a Coldplay concert these days,
see,
guys.
You're trying to rope this back into a second win.
You can't even pull off cheating at a Coldplay concert. What can you do?
I'm going to tell you right
now. There's that Kiss concert you talked about 50 years ago. You're definitely cheating. You're cheating all day.
50 years ago. All right. Now this is personal.
You're cheating all day at that
20 years
concert.
Ago.
Oh, okay.
It's 20 years ago. No. You can. I think there are people out there, especially this guy. This guy should have the means. This was an IQ test. He should have the means to have two separate families, two separate homes, like dollar bill in billionaire or in billions. Excuse me. Yes, you just have to not be a moron. This is a dumb move.
Too many morons.
That's true. Not enough people. If you and I had zero ethics and billions of dollars.
Ethics get in the way in this conversation.
Yeah, and not the billions. The ethics. Joe Noga saying the Guardians, reacting to Buster Olney saying they're four untouchables at the deadline, which are Cade Smith, Stephen Kwan, Emmanuel Clase, and Jose Ramirez. He kind of went into saying, yeah, if a team is interested in Tanner Bibee, you'd have to pay for the moon for him. If you traded Tanner Bibee and kept Emmanuel Clase, that might be the thing that might be unforgivable for me, in the way that that Ken Carman was talking about Stephen Kwan and trading him would be unforgivable.
I mean, I get it. Buster Olney can't talk to the Guardians and the Guardians give him a list of 75 players. You know what I mean? Like, he can't come out and be like, so the reporting is Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams, and then just keeps going down a list of guys that we haven't discussed in the trade conversation. So I want to know how deep this actually runs. Were they just shutting down the four players that continue to get popped up in trade discussions? Would that list have gone deeper? But yeah, like, if you give me a list of four and Tanner Bibee's not on it, then if I'm a team that wants a starting pitcher, I'm going to think Tanner Bibee's available.
And here's the thing. Tanner's having a down year. His whip is up.
I think most people would be upset with what Bibee has done so far and what Gavin Williams have done so far this year. You want a little bit better for those guys.
At the same point, if you sign a kid to an extension, so somebody wants to be here, and you're stealing free agency years for this kid, which you've done with Tanner Bibee, this is the opposite of the Stephen Kwan conversation for me. Like, I'm not trading Hosey because he wants to be here and he took a team-friendly discount to be here. So you opening up that Pandora's box to me just feels silly.
Well, but let's hear the price,
with Tanner
though.
Bibee.
Let's hear the price, though. I mean, I don't know that Bibee's untouchable necessarily. Like you said, unforgivable. I don't know if I buy into that either. Like, if they believe that they can get starting pitching to a spot, and who am I to tell them that they can at this point? Like, it's not like Tanner Bibee he's not Skeens. Like, he's good, but he's not someone that I have to look at and say, boy, that's in the rotation for the next half decade, or we're not doing this right. Like, if they can get bats in return, that's a way you do it.
But he's controllable and affordable for another 3.5 years before the $21 million salary in 29 and 2030. So he's everything you want. Oh, and by the way, he wants to be here.
Right,
he took the deal. So it's what do you think the Clase thing is? I think two top 100 prospects and two more prospects.
That's what we talked about previously. Yeah. I think we're in line with that. Yeah. I think one of those top 100 prospects, by the way, would have to be like a top 15 prospect.
Yes, a la a Max Clark of Detroit, who
exactly.
We talked about.
Yes,
it's that plus one then. The price on Tanner Bibee, young, controllable starting pitcher who's got a long-term deal in place here.
Yeah, but that might be too expensive. That might be too rich for another team's blood.
That's fine then. I'm not trading him.
I think it's the perfect combo right now where no one's blowing your socks off for a deal for Tanner Bibee, and I don't think the Guardians are really interested in having someone come in and blow their socks off for a deal.
I'm just curious. What would your reaction be if the Cleveland Guardians, at the deadline, they didn't trade Kwan, they didn't trade either of their best relievers, Cade Smith or Emmanuel Clase, they clearly don't trade Hosey, but they traded Tanner Bibee. I'm just curious, what would your reaction be? Because given the contract extension that he signed earlier this year plays heavily in this, he's affordable, he wants to be here, and he's a young pitcher. I just don't know where we'd be going with that, even if I liked the rest of the rotation and was guaranteed Luis Ortiz comes back as well past August 31st. And the word fun and the Cleveland Browns have not been mentioned with each other too often. I think it's time we start coming around to that idea in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.